Well, the daily briefings on the Sydney COVID situation are often accompanied by accounts of what we're told are possible breaches of the lockdown, particularly in culturally diverse communities. For example, during the weekend, New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McAnulty spoke of stories about neighbours doing babysitting or grandma looking after the kids in a different household. Well, one GP in southwestern Sydney says authorities should be careful not to victim blame because he says it'll backfire. Dr. Jamal Rifi also says COVID case numbers in Sydney likely support the view that there is widespread compliance with measures. But he says while the lockdown is straightforward, life is not. We spoke earlier.
Look, the lockdown, it's straightforward, but life is not. And people have to manage their life regarding the difficulty of the lockdown itself. I'll give you an example. I have a 70-year-old lady. She's got all her marbles, lives on her own, strong-willed, and she doesn't want the vaccines. But she needs her daughter to attend to her at least twice a day because, unfortunately, she injured her dominant arm and she can't actually put her clothes in or take them off or prepare her meals and whatever. The daughter lives in one of the local government area that is affected by the lockdown in southwestern Sydney. The mother lives outside of that area and more than the 5 kilometer radius zone. And the daughter needs to tend to her twice a day. And I needed to give a special permission certificate because that she is her full-time carer. She works also in the childcare, and she needs to attend to her mother. And she was concerned that the police or the IDF may stop her because she doesn't want to break the law. And she needs to also look after her mom. So, as I've said, life is not as simple as the lockdown measures imposed on people. Mm. People need to carry on with their life.
But in the case you're describing, obviously you were able to give her an exemption. Surely where that is necessary, that is possible. There must be other cases, though, where people are flagrantly breaching, if we're to believe what we're hearing from health authorities. Do you think that's true?
Without any doubt, we all know that the presence of the police and the IDF, it is to reinforce the law. And if there is any breach of the law, that is their role for them to do. And we want them to carry on that function, but to do it at the same time, taking into consideration that people have been in 5 weeks in a lockdown, trying to manage every aspect of their life, and depending on their circumstances, on educational background and educational level, and depending at the same time on their financial situation, I would like the police and the IDF to be sensitive and sensible about it. I know what our community leaders, they have been stating publicly, privately, and on social media. I know what community organizations they are doing. I know what my colleague in the medical field, they have been doing. We all been trying to assist the state and federal government to achieve the intended outcome, and that is to stop the spread of this highly contagious Delta variant. And ultimately, it's affecting our loved one. We don't want them to suffer from that. And in terms of the public, I reckon the vast majority of the public, they're doing the right thing.
So in these situations where families maybe have one breadwinner, where there's no other care options for the young or the elderly, is there something missing in the government response to enable people to better comply with the health orders?
To be honest, I think the state and federal governments are doing the best they can do under very difficult circumstances, trying to find the balance between people's income and at the same time not to to get the spread of the virus any further. And I think the numbers speak for themselves. The numbers are not multiplying. We are managing the numbers. They're not coming down as fast as we would like them to be. But if we take into consideration what happened in the last 2 days in Queensland and how they needed to extend the lockdown, not because people were not doing the right thing. It is this virus and the variant of the virus that actually very hard to contain. One person went into the local pizza shop next to us and spread it to 8 people working in the same shop. It is highly contagious. Mm-hmm. So the numbers speak for themselves, and I reckon we are getting on top of it. We're not reining it in. We want to stop chasing this virus. We want to stop the spread of this virus. And I reckon the government, they have had the most draconian decision and lockdown in the area, and the majority are following the rule. It's the numbers, they're not being stopped. It is because the contagiosity of the virus itself, rather than all these anecdotal stories that we hear about people flaunting the lockdown rule and that sort of thing. And if there are some similar circumstances, they are very, very few. And it could have happened, and it did happen, and a lot of across the Sydney, not just in our area.
And so are you concerned that the narrative and the commentary is still negative about our multicultural communities?
Unfortunately, this narrative will lead to more damage, to worse outcome than to a good outcome, because we are victimizing the victims. We are blaming the victims at the same time. It is not the fault of the people that the virus is spreading among them. It is the fault of the virus itself. It's not their fault that the virus jumped from the eastern to the western suburb. We need to understand that this virus is highly contagious, and these community, they don't leave 2 or 3, probably larger numbers without any doubt, and they need to carry on with their life in a very severe and restrictive lockdown, and they're doing their best. That's what I can tell you on the ground. Everyone is doing their best.
Dr. Jamal Reefy, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Linda.
Dr. Reefy is a GP in the southwest Sydney suburb of Belmore.